Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Historic Newton's House Tour, 140 Years of History, by Julie M. Cohen. Visitors on the Historic Newton 2026 Newton House Tour got a chance to view 140 years of architectural history during the May 17th event. Now, in its 43rd year, the tour highlighted a variety of building styles, including Queen Anne-style homes from the late 1800s to a contemporary abode from 2018. Viewers donned protective foot coverings as they explored inside each home and learned more about its history. This year, Historic Newton not only featured six residences, but also included the Waterworks Museum on the tour, which was described as a Richardsonian Romanesque-style building. While the colorful front of the Queen Anne Victorian-style home on Hillside Road was eye-catching from the street, the impressive backyard created a natural oasis. The defining feature of the American Queen Anne style is the use of varied wall planes and forms using bays, towers, overhangs, wall projections, and multiple wall materials and textures to avoid any flat or plain expanses, according to Historic New England. However, no example exhibits all the varied elements and features associated with the Queen Anne style, though several subtypes exist, defined by different decorative details. The backyard of the Newton Highlands home, which was built in 1886, practically blended into Cold Spring Park. The space, which incorporates stony paths and flowers, mimics a quiet meadow. A whimsical wooden gazebo and rope hammock added to the tranquil, inviting atmosphere. "This is one of our favorites," said Melrose resident Amy Moan as she stood on a terrace featuring seating and an outdoor kitchen. Taking her first Newton House tour, Moan marveled at the homeowner's color choices and style. Many helpful volunteers were stationed throughout each abode to point out unusual elements, including areas where owners completed extensive renovations or preservation work. Sarah Kish, co-president of Historic Newton, was stationed inside the Hillside Road kitchen, where she pointed out the pantry to visitors since it was featured in an episode of New Yankee Workshop on WGBH. Tourgoers viewed a few sunny seating areas and multiple artworks throughout the home, including a 3D paper replica of the house and a wall-length modern piece on an upper level, among many others. Many visitors were grateful for the chance to explore strangers' houses and get inspiration for their own residences. "Opening their homes to the public is very kind of the owners," said Newton resident Marty Wengert, who had gone on previous tours. "It's just fun to look," she said while admiring the backyard view. The exterior designs of the Queen Anne on Hillside Road and a contemporary home on Wood End Road have few, if any, stylistic elements in common. However, both had warm, inviting interiors and relaxing outdoor areas. The owners of the Wood End Road residence, which was built 132 years after the Queen Anne, renovated a newer part of the house and replaced the original 1950s ranch with a two-story home designed to appear to rise organically from the landscape, according to Historic Newton. Dog-inspired decorations were found throughout the house, from bookshelf sitters to rugs, artwork, and figures, which added to the welcoming feel. "I love open space," said Newton resident Suzanne Putzies, whose own house was featured on the tour years ago. Now downsizing, she said she'd love to live in a modern house like the one on Wood End Road, and she was happy it was included on the tour. According to Historic Newton, the interior layout of the residence was designed for aging in place, a big concern for many homeowners. The primary bedroom suite is located on the first floor, as is a guest room with another ensuite bath. The first floor also featured an open layout with a kitchen, dining area, and living room with a two-story stone fireplace. Newton resident Anne Aunens, who has gone on the tour four times, said she liked the color scheme of the Wood End house. As the owner of an 1897 home, Aunens is no stranger to extensive renovations and has been inspired by design elements she's seen in other houses. The homeowner's choices opened me up to new ideas for her own abode, she said. Historic Newton's 2026 Newton House tour also included five other properties, including a stick-style home on Copley Street in Newton Corner built in 1878, a Queen Anne-style home on Willard Street in Newton Corner built in 1897, and a mid-century modern-style home on Drumlin Road in Newton Center built in 1964. Visit figcitynews.com for the full list. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.